T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 The Ticket, the Jamie and Stoney program with you. If you have basically tuned in at all to the sports world in the last, 3 weeks, you've heard the term GOAT thrown around a lot. Stoney, you're a bit of a sports historian. When did we first start referring to it as GOAT?
I think with Tom Brady, right? Well, Muhammad Ali said, "I'm the greatest of all time."
Right, but when did it become GOAT?
I think with Brady, didn't it?
I don't know. I mean, that's why I'm asking. It's kind of like walk-off.
Yeah.
Like, I know when I was a kid, I never heard the term GOAT or walk-off. I know that now we hear the terms GOAT or walk-off.
Right. And when I was a kid, Michigan Stadium was Michigan Stadium. It wasn't the Big House.
That was, I want to say that was like in 97.
Yeah.
I mean, that was not.
Was that Brent or Keith Jackson or somebody else? It was before 97, but.
I believe it was Keith Jackson.
Yeah.
What year?
It was before 1997, I'll tell you that.
Okay. But it wasn't like that much before 1997.
No, it wasn't.
It was almost 1997, much in the same way Stoney almost saw Star Wars a couple weeks ago, in that it wasn't. All right. But anyway, you've seen GOAT thrown around, greatest of all time,
yes.
This and that and the other. And, you know.
To me, the GOAT, you know, we had it, obviously, it's still with the LeBron and Michael, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, this
no,
and
no,
that.
No, 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 we
other.
Settled that.
Yeah, we settled it.
It's Brady.
But there are people who believe that.
No.
Okay, well, all right, fine.
We have decided as a show.
Our show.
It's fact. It's kind of like when a guy goes to a jury trial and they find him guilty, you can no longer call him the alleged murderer. He's the murderer. He was convicted, therefore he's guilty, is no longer alleged. Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. It's not up for debate, period, the end.
All right. In most GOAT debates, it's based upon opinion. You sit there and compare eras, and you try to, you know, use your opinion to determine who the GOAT is. I decided that the GOAT of all sports is not a human being.
The GOAT. So wait, hold on.
The GOAT.
This is the greatest
of all time in sports.
Greatest athlete, are we saying, or just the greatest?
I'm going to say he's the greatest performer of all time.
I want to know your rules.
The greatest performer of all time.
The greatest performer in the history of sports.
Or my lifetime, okay? It's Secretariat. And the reason is very simple. It's factual. It's factual. There's no opinion. Because... You can do Shaft all you want. But in every other argument over the GOAT, it's always based upon, well, I think he was this. How would he do in this era? Well, they call the games different if they played under these rules. The reason it's Secretariat is simple, because Secretariat, while not undefeated, in the greatest races, the most important races of its sport, the Triple Crown, still... Back in 1973, his records still hold today. Nobody's passed them. And every other sport you see, especially in the individual sports like track and field, the times keep getting better. You know, people long jump further, high jump further. In horse racing, nobody's beaten Secretariat's times in any of these races. None. So you can't sit there and say, oh, this one is better. No, the time. It speaks for itself. In the Kentucky Derby, Secretariat still holds the record for the fastest Derby. In the Preakness, the same. The Belmont, the same. Don't give me Justify. Don't give me American Pharoah. Give me Secretariat. Until somebody can race and beat Secretariat's time, they're not better. Every other GOAT, it's all opinion. This is not opinion. The facts speak for itself. That's why Secretariat's the greatest performer of all time, at least in my lifetime.
Okay. All right.
Now, if you want to sit there and debate whether a horse is an athlete, that's a whole other argument.
That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah,
Heather. We're talking about a horse, correct?
Yeah.
A horse?
Yeah.
Stoney. It's a horse.
We are talking about a horse, Heather.
I don't care. Yeah. It's a racehorse. It's a stud.
It's a stallion.
I haven't even gotten into how many babies he made.
Okay, I can't go there with you. And I know where you're trying to go, and I get what you're trying to do. And in a way, you're trying to simplify the argument, which I appreciate. But a lot of sports is pressure. A lot of sports is coming through in the clutch. A lot of sports is...
And who came out in the clutch better than Secretariat? No
Secretariat
one.
Secretariat doesn't know what clutch is.
How do you know?
How do you know that he does?
I don't.
Okay, well, I have a pretty good feeling. I have a pretty strong sense that Secretariat wasn't going, oh, it's the Belmont. I'm going for the triple crown here.
I think what Secretariat...
It's a longer course, I know, but...
I think when a horse sees the stands packed with hundreds of 100,000, he knows it's probably a bigger race than his little workout.
Okay.
How do you pick something that won three big races, allegedly big races, by the way? I just think the Triple Crown is one of the most overrated things in sports. You're asking them to compete 1 year. I mean, seriously, all your reasons why, I don't understand how you put Secretariat ahead of Jack Nicklaus. His records are all untouched.
But it's different because you could sit there and say, well...
And the pressure of golf, probably the most pressure of any sport.
Yeah, see, I think what to kind of piggyback on what Gov is saying here is that it is a very small, quote-unquote, sample size. You're correct. Talking about three races. And I think, well, in a way you're... I don't want to say you're cherry-picking because I think you're making a smart argument, but there's no B. Like, so if you were to say to me... Okay, smarty pants, who's your GOAT? If it's not Secretariat,
yeah.
You know, if I say Muhammad Ali or if I say Babe Ruth or if I say Michael Jordan, you're going to come back at me and say, Muhammad Ali? What about Joe Louis? What about Sugar Ray Leonard? What about Tommy Hearns? Okay, yeah. There's other contenders to the crown. There's no other contender for Secretariat because of what he was able to accomplish.
Like Man of War.
Along with the hell.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Who's on a Twitter poll? Who is better, Man of War War Admiral?
That's my point.
Right.
Is the fact
that Black Stallion.
You only have the concrete evidence.
I understand that, but you have concrete evidence for what? That he is the greatest horse.
He's the greatest horse. Right. Well, then you're going to get into the argument whether it's an athlete or not.
But it's an athlete only in the sense of the actual on-course performance, but not the mental, not the competition. I mean, one of the great things about golf is the challenges that other people put in front of you, like the cutting of the greens and the placing of the holes, or in baseball, a guy trying to strike you out, or in basketball, a guy trying to defend you, you know? I mean, honestly,
for golf, you could sit there and argue, and I think Nicklaus is an excellent choice, that the competition, if he had to face today's competition where all these great young golfers all the time, he wouldn't have won all these majors.
Other people would also say...
Say the equipment, if
No, what they would say is, at his best, Tiger would beat him.
Right.
Tiger at his best would beat Jack at his best. Now, you can't prove that.
Right, that's my whole point.
Okay.
Is that it's so outstanding what this...
Horse was able to do. It's a horse.
But it's a sport. Okay.
I understand it's a sport. I'm not denying it's a sport. But there are people riding these horses. And there are people whipping these horses to make them go faster. There's a strategy for the horse that is designed not by the horse, but by the trainer and the owner and the jockey.
There are coaches coaching these athletes that are telling them what to do.
But ultimately, it comes down to what the athletes do.
Right. Well, it comes to what the horse does, despite the great horse sense it might have.
I don't get how you...
Great horse sense.
I don't get how you choose Secretariat over Michael Phelps. Multiple Olympics. Did it longer. Did it more times.
That's a good one as well.
I mean, honestly,
I don't know. Will his time stand up? I don't know.
Like, if you look at a guy...
You don't know Secretariat.
If you look at a guy...
Well, it stood up for, I don't know, I do the math. 51 years, you know, 41 years, whatever.
Bear with me for 1 second when I offer up the following, and don't jump on me for being soft, okay?
Yeah.
Greg Louganis competed in two Olympics,
right?
He competed in the springboard and the platform.
Sorry, doesn't count. It's subjective. It's judging.
He won four
it's
gold
judging.
Medals. Every time he entered an event in the Olympics, he won a gold medal.
Judging. Don't care. It's someone's opinion.
So you're eliminating judging sports?
Yeah.
All judging sports.
For the greatest of all time, for that, yes, okay. I am.
So boxing's out.
If he had all knockouts, I would say no, boxing's not.
Who had
out.
All knockouts? Did any boxer ever have except for Drago? Right? I think he knocked out Creed and he got knocked out by Balboa.
I just think...
boxing has, Ali's up there. There's judging
right.
there.
True.
So boxing's out. All judging sports are out.
Yes.
Okay.
Because my whole argument is based, is this is the one thing that's not based on opinion. It's all factual.
All right. 248-539-9797. Stoney believes the greatest of all time. Greatest of all time is Secretariat. I don't really have a great counter in terms of an actual name I'm going to put up there, but I just don't think it is.
You know, and I was just so sick of the whole GOAT deal that I try to find something where there's concrete evidence that something is the greatest. And to me, it's Secretariat. Because after all these years, nobody's run a faster Kentucky Derby or a faster Preakness or a faster Belmont Stakes.
But you know what? In the whole nature of the GOAT debate, that's the whole point of it, is there is no answer. I mean, I was looking at the Free Press on Sunday because they did this whole bracket.
Yeah.
And they have one region for each of the four major teams, and they have, you know, athletes from each one. And, you know, in my mind, I was kind of going through it, and it's like, well, I mean— there's no better athlete than Calvin Johnson, but Barry Sanders is Barry Sanders, right? And Nicholas Lidstrom may be the most amazing hockey player I've ever watched, but what about Sergei? You know, I mean, it's like, how do you say who's the most athletic?
Correct.
Right?
So my point is...
it's probably going to boil down to Isaiah Thomas, Alan Trammell, Gordie Howe, and Barry Sanders.
Miggy's only a six seed.
Yeah. Only a six seed. Let me guess, who was ahead of him? Hank Greenberg, Ty Cobb.
I don't know. No, but as far as a pro, as a performer, now whether you want to debate athlete or not, that's up to you. Secretariat Holt, because it stands the test of time. You're not sitting there saying, well, you know, in a different era, or the equipment and all that stuff, if the equipment has improved, Secretariat's times have not been eclipsed.
Okay, but Stoney...
That's my whole. It's a very basic black and white argument I'm making.
I know, but by the mere turn of phrase, by turning it from athlete to performer, to me, that's a tacit admission by you that your argument is a little bit weak. You're like, well, I mean, I know he's a horse. And there's so much more that goes into it.
I don't want to get into the whole athlete as a horse athlete debate. I mean, because you can. Go back and forth.
Basically, you only want to do a debate where there is no gray area.
That's to me. Well, it's not a debate. That's my whole point. I'm so sick of this greatest of all time.
Okay, like, but my point.
But no, here's facts. Nobody's done this better than this part of this horse.
Show me a debate where it's one-sided. Hammer versus nail. I got to go hammer, guys. I'm going to go, you know. Yeah, there's going to be gray area. Okay.
I just don't get how you pick something that won like three important things and that's it.
He won some other races too. It wasn't just three races. Hold on. I got to look them up.
See? Can't even remember them.
Well, and you said he lost.
He lost a couple. Yeah. He lost the.
Ah.
I didn't say he was perfect.
Well, no. It's like when people say that Roger Federer is the greatest tennis player of all time, but he's got a losing record against Rafael Nadal. So how can Roger Federer be the greatest player of all time if he has a losing record against Rafael Nadal? Doesn't it make Nadal the greatest player of all time?
No, because Nadal's only great on clay.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The ticket text 97136. 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.